Topic 130. Pain. 1. Pain is that upward struggle through matter which lands a man at the feet of the Logos. Pain is the following of the line of greatest resistance and thereby reaching the summit of the mountain. Pain is the smashing of the form and the reaching of the inner fire. Pain is the cold of isolation which leads to the warmth of the central sun. Pain is the burning in the furnace in order finally to know the coolness of the water of life. Pain is the journeying into the far country, resulting in the welcome to the Father's home. Pain is the illusion of the Father's disowning, which drives the prodigal straight to the Father's heart. Pain is the cross of utter loss that renders back the riches of the eternal bounty. Pain is the whip that drives the struggling builder to carry to utter perfection the building of the temple. The uses of pain are many, and they lead the human soul out of darkness into light, out of bondage into liberation, out of agony into peace. That peace, that light, and that liberation, with the ordered harmony of the cosmos, are for all the sons of men. From A Treatise on White Magic, page 533, and from Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 1, page 677. 2. With this consciousness, incident upon an awareness of the pairs of opposites, is connected the entire problem of pain and of suffering as we today understand it. The animal suffers, but suffers entirely physically and sentiently. Man suffers, but suffers physically, sentiently, and also mentally. And the mental suffering is due to the development in him of certain aspects of the lower mind, anticipation, memory, imagination, the power to visualize, remorse, and the inherent urge to reach out after divinity, which brings with it a sense of loss and of failure. The sufferings of God himself, to which the scriptures of the world so often mysteriously refer, are divorced from sentiency, and are mental and intuitive. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 1, Esoteric Psychology 1, page 250. 3. Upon the path of initiation, pain is largely negated, not because the initiate endeavors to avoid pain, but because the sensitivity of the form to undesirable contacts disappears. Pain is the guardian of the form and the protector of substance. It warns of danger. It indicates certain definite stages in the evolutionary process. It is related to the principle whereby the soul identifies itself with substance. When the identification ceases, pain and disease and also death lose their hold upon the disciple. The soul is no longer subject to their requirements, and the man is free because disease and death are qualities inherent in form and subject to the vicissitudes of form life. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 4, Esoteric Healing, page 502. 4. Pain has always been the purifying agent employed by the lords of destiny to bring about liberation. From The Externalization of the Hierarchy, page 116. See also Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 2, page 650.